A charter school in East Charlotte is closing its doors less than 3 weeks after opening because of financial troubles. The parents of about 120 students will now have to figure out where to send their children next week.
Brandy Manibor was picking up her son from Concrete Roses STEM Academy when the front desk staff informed her that the next day would be its last.
I don't know what I'm going to do. We are just in there pretty much putting our heads together about some other schools. I would never send one of my children to CMS, so I have to figure out where I would send them.
Her son, 9-year-old Kenyatta Booker, describes what it was like.
When I got here, my friends were all talking about and screaming, saying, "We're all going to die," and school was going to get bulldozed over. And they said, "It's all the government's fault," and everybody's all acting crazy. And I said, "Have faith. Maybe they won't take it down."
But the school is shutting down. The school's board of directors voted to relinquish the school's charter after it received a letter on Wednesday. The North Carolina Office of Charter Schools said it was putting Concrete Roses on financial disciplinary status and freezing access to funds. Director Joel Medley says it's because the school didn't provide financial reports for July and August.
This is not something that has occurred. I'm going to use the word it's an anomaly. We did have two schools last year that closed during the school year. One closed after 10 days. That was in Kinston. And we had a school in Charlotte last year that closed in April.
And the letter states that the school was funded for the projected amount of 300 students, but it had less than half that number enrolled. The school's principal, Marvin Bradley, says he didn't know this would lead to the school closing. He found out about it, along with the rest of the staff, on Wednesday night. Parent Alicia Bianame says she's upset.
This is short notice. What am I supposed to do in 2 days? I can't research another school. I can't go to another charter school and say, "Oh, well, how are you guys progress? How long have you been in existence?"
Her son, 10-year-old Nigel Bianame, says he thinks it was a really good school, and he's going to miss the friends he made.
It makes me feel sort of mad because, I mean, I'm a kid who likes learning. So, yeah, I think it can make me a little mad, sad.
His mom's next stop is a bookstore. She says she's going to homeschool Nigel. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.